Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Chief among those was a proposal to reduce funding for the crop insurance program by nearly $15 billion over 10 years, and that would largely be accomplished by lowering the premium subsidy for revenue-based crop insurance products that also include the harvest price option. It also proposed some changes to prevented planting coverage that would also achieve a portion of the $15 billion in savings if it were to be implemented.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The budget also proposes reducing conservation funding by about $850 million, and that's primarily accomplished by lowering the acreage enrollment for the Conservation Stewardship Program from 10 million acres a year to 7 million acres, and then also by reducing funding for the EQIP, or Environmental Quality Incentives Program.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Joint Cotton Pest Account, which funds the boll weevil and pink bollworm eradication activities, and the president's proposal was about $8 million compared to the $11.5 million that was approved for the previous year and is what the industry will be requesting for the upcoming fiscal year.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We don't believe at this time that the Republican majorities in the House and Senate on the budget committees nor on the agriculture committees will they consider these specific areas for cuts, and we feel like through the upcoming appropriations process we'll be able to make the case for the importance of maintaining these programs as they currently stand and as they were approved in the most recent Farm Bill, and we'll be able to defend these programs from any further proposed budget cuts.